At Whitewell Industries, innovation is more than just a mission. It's in our blood. Through collaboration with our global subsidiaries, we're dedicated to enhancing lives by solving humanity's greatest challenges and creating opportunities for everyone. We have transformed the medical field by pioneering treatments for diseases once considered incurable. We empower businesses of all sizes with the cutting-edge resources and technologies they need to succeed. We engineer vehicles that aim to redefine safety, so you and your family are protected, even if the unthinkable happens. But you don't have to take our word for it. Why don't we hear from some folks who've experienced the Whitewell difference firsthand?
At just 26 years old, my world collapsed with a diagnosis of stage 4 terminal brain cancer. Doctors told me there were no treatment options. I was given just 6 months to live. But a week later, hope arrived unexpectedly. A representative from PharmaGenics reached out about a groundbreaking clinical trial for an experimental drug that could extend my life by up to 2 years with minimal side effects. 6 months to the day of my original diagnosis, instead of preparing to die, I was declared cancer-free. Whitewell didn't just buy me time. It gave me back my entire future.
As the owner of a small custom computer shop, having a reliable parts and accessory supplier is essential to our success. When our old supplier closed last year without warning, we struggled to find the replacement that matched our needs and price point. We were close to having to
That's just about enough of that. Dr. Evan Harbinger, recording preliminary case file setup summary and case review notes for case file number 101224-001. It is Saturday, April 12th, 2025, at 11:46 p.m. I have been requested by the Pennsylvania State Police and State Bureau of Investigation to consult on a string of disappearances occurring over the last 2 years in the forest outside Derry Township, Pennsylvania. As of last week, the number of missing people has climbed to 9. The local sheriff's department has made almost no progress with their investigation to find the victims or any evidence of what may have happened to them. Due to the considerable lack of evidence available in these cases, I have had to deviate from my standard consultation procedures and travel from D.C. to view the areas of interest in person. I am currently reviewing the case files at the Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, in preparation for hiking out to look over the disappearance sites tomorrow morning. The sheriff, Cole Mason, has made his disapproval of my presence very clear, a sentiment clearly shared by the entire department. I do have some concerns that this may impact my investigation, but for now, all my requests have been reluctantly complied with. The facts I have collected from the existing files as of now. 1. All the disappearances occurred within a 1.5-mile radius of the Bear Cave Hollow Trail in Derry Township, Pennsylvania. 2. There appears to be no preference to gender or age. There are 4 women and 5 men missing, ranging from age 19 to 57. Although no children have been taken, this could be due to the lack of availability and not a preference. 3. There have been no bodies recovered, no eyewitnesses, and according to local law enforcement, no physical evidence to further the investigation. The crime scene photos appear to be just unrelated pictures of leaves, trees, and, confoundingly, one bullfrog. 4. Calls by hikers reporting screaming were received for both victims 3 and 7 on the day they went missing. However, by the time authorities arrived to the area, less than 1 hour later, there were no signs of the victims or indications of a struggle. I will be re-interviewing the callers as soon as possible. 5. None of the disappearances are local residents. All lived at least 70 miles away. 7 of the 9 victims came from out of town for the abundant hiking trails in the area. But the 2 outliers taken from the West Trail access point off Highway 217 seem to have simply pulled over while passing through the area. After seeing the entirety of the case reports, I have serious misgivings about the investigations performed. A proper investigation and evidence collection of the areas must be completed before I can move forward with anything else. A fact that all 9 case reports fail to mention is the proximity of each disappearance to one of the nearby entrances to Bear Cave. As one of the largest cave systems in the state, there are 5 known entrances in Derry Township alone. It seems like the perfect way for a suspect, or even a predator of some kind, to move around and hide easily. Yet I can see no record that they were investigated as a potential factor. I plan to make a cursory investigation around the cave entrance while in the area tomorrow, and to see if I need to send for my equipment to conduct a more extensive exploration. End of preliminary notes. Additional note. These disappearances bear a striking resemblance to the other missing persons clusters I've been tracking near caves throughout the country for the last few years. I don't have enough information to make any substantial connections yet, but my gut tells me there is something here. I felt it almost as soon as I arrived. Something familiar. Transcription and file notes. Rosemary, please set up an official file as well as one for my personal research. Usual procedures. Make 2 copies of the transcript. For the official report, leave out my additional note. Thank you.
Doc, it's after midnight. What are you still doing here?
I'm just finishing up my case review notes. Wanted to have them done before hiking out to the area tomorrow.
Are you still thinking of going out there alone? I could still make a call to the ranger station and get you an escort. Wouldn't be a great look if our visiting expert went missing too.
If it would truly make you feel better, then by all means, make your call, Sheriff. I plan to be on the trail by 7 a.m. sharp. If they aren't there by then, I'm not waiting for them.
Fine. What is this? Wilderness Survival for Dummies. Oh, okay. Well, we definitely can't let you go out there alone now that I've seen this, so I'm gonna go make that call.
Sheriff, 1 second. I wanted to get some clarification on a couple of things I noticed in the case files.
Okay.
Do you find it at all strange that not one of the 9 people that are missing are from the local area? I didn't see it notated anywhere in the reports, but my research showed several dozen houses within a 2-mile radius of the disappearance sites. They would be just as easy to grab someone from.
Yeah, locals tend to avoid the whole Death Valley area since the caves were close to the public back in 09. A bunch of teens went out there to party and got pretty sick from some rare bat fungus. Town's still pretty put off by it. The foot traffic out there is mostly travel influencers that don't know any better and paranormal investigators looking to uncover the secrets of the Pennsylvania Twilight Zone for TikTok or whatever.
The what?
The Pennsylvania Twilight Zone. It's what some of the very open-minded call the Chestnut Ridge side of the mountains, because there's been weird stories coming from around there since people first settled into this place.
Right. Well, since you mentioned the caves, I saw no mention of the caves being investigated as a factor in the reports. Is that somewhere else, or...
No. The caves aren't involved.
How can you be sure if no one even looked at them?
Well, sweetheart, it's my job to know. Now, go get some sleep, Doc. Sounds like you got an early day tomorrow, so I'll see what I can do about that escort for your hike. And, Doc, those caves are still considered a hazmat area. Stay away from them.
Jesus Christ!
Awfully late for a lady to be out on her own, don't you think?
I had some work to finish up. With the sheriff in town.
Well, you just be careful. Weird things happen to strangers around here. Especially at night.
I'll keep that in mind.
Breakfast is served between 5:30 and 7 a.m. Would you like to schedule a wake-up notification?
Sure. 6 a.m., please.
Done. Now, off to bed with you. Sleep well.
Evan, listen to this one! Hello!
Well, let me try one.
Ah, ah, ow!
What was that? Was it a bear?
I don't...
Hey, girls! Time to come back to the campsite and eat! What did I tell you about getting too close to the caves alone?
We didn't go in.
Dad, we heard something! It sounded scary!
It's probably an animal that's sick of being shouted at. Now let's leave it alone and come eat dinner.
Okay. Can we do s'mores after dinner?
Of course we're gonna do s'mores. We are camping, aren't we? Don't be stupid.
Don't call me stupid!
Don't push me!
Dad! She called me stupid!
She shoved me!
Girls, be nice. You're gonna stress out your mother. If you guys can't get along, then...
Chloe!
Chloe? Chloe? Chloe! Evan! What happened? Where's Chloe?
I don't know. I think something grabbed her, but I didn't see it. It was too fast. She was just gone. I think she got dragged in there.
Chloe! Evan! Go back to the campsite and tell your mother to call for help. Tell her to have the ranger station send search and rescue ASAP. Hurry!
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to get your sister back.
Dad, no. Please come back. Dad! Dad!
This is your wake-up notification. Breakfast is being served in the dining room.
What the fuck is wrong with this place? I understand that, Rosemary, but she was literally in my room, next to my bed. There must be something else within a reasonable distance. Okay, thank you. Let me know as soon as possible if you find anything. Did you get the case notes? I can't tell if it went through with this awful reception out here. There are some instructions for you at the end, for the file copies. Rosemary, I have to go. I'll give you a call this afternoon, after I visit the AOI.
AOI?
Area of Interest. It's an area that's the most likely scene of a crime or other violent event, but due to lack of evidence, is unable to be confirmed.
Right. Look, I have someone from the Park Ranger's office coming to meet you. Her name's Nikki Breslin. She's very capable. I'm sure you'll get along swimmingly. She's going to meet you at the parking area for the trailhead at 7.
You really didn't have to do that.
It's not for you, Doc. If you go missing, or God forbid, get so much as a splinter, the paperwork will be a nightmare. Well, meet me in the parking lot after you finish your breakfast. I have some supplies I'm positive you didn't think to bring.
I think I have everything I need.
I very much doubt it, Doc. There she is. You look like you walked right out of an REI catalog. Where'd you get that jacket?
REI.
Oh, well, this isn't a fancy REI bag, but it is field tested and will be better than... Doc, what is this? What is that? Please don't tell me you were planning to bring a briefcase into the woods.
Why not? It has all my supplies.
Oh, that's worse than I thought. Oh, okay. You even have any water?
Yes. I grabbed this from my room.
Oh, that wouldn't last 20 minutes. All right, you're definitely going to need this. It's got a basic first aid kit, heavy-duty flashlight, a full water bladder, and a couple energy bars. There's a department satellite phone in the side pocket. So if you do run into trouble, hold down the side button, and it will connect directly to me.
Thank you.
Like I said, it's not for you, Doc. Something happening to you just means more paperwork for me. And let me know when you guys are back so I know not to send a search party. Oh, man, Nikki is going to kill me.
Excuse me? Are you Nikki?
Better hope I am. Otherwise you have just walked in on a very dangerous situation.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to intrude.
Dude, your face! I'm just fucking with you. Nikki Breslin, District Ranger for Westmoreland County.
Dr. Evan Harbinger, Forensic Investigative Consultant.
Dr. Harbinger, huh? Sounds ominous. Like some kind of supervillain. You bring any weapons? I'll take that as a no, then. Here, you can take one of my spare utility knives. Try this. Seems like something you could handle without causing too much harm to yourself or others.
Oh, no. Thank you, but I'm fine.
If we come across a bear, you may need to defend yourself. Here.
There aren't really bears, are there? The guide said they weren't very common in this area.
It is the Bear Cave Trail. But there are also foxes, coyotes, bobcats, and even wolves in these woods. We could see anything. There's not as much human activity on the trails as there used to be, so animal encounters are becoming more common. Some have even gotten brave enough to approach local farms to scavenge for easy food. If you do run into something, you can't bore it to sleep with your theses. Will you please just take the knife?
Fine, I'll take it. But there's no need to be rude. And it's theses.
What?
It's theses. Not theses.
Oh my god, just take the knife. Did you just drop my knife? You know what? On second thought, maybe it is safer for us both if I hold on to that for now.
All right, let's get moving. Maybe we can be done before lunch.
Is carrying the shotgun really necessary? I mean, couldn't you just use a tranquilizer or bear spray? Shooting the animals seems so inhumane.
If the dose on a trank isn't right, then a bear might get halfway through eating you before passing out. And bear spray might just piss it off even more before it attacks. I prefer not to gamble and avoid being torn limb from limb. I'll take alive and inhumane over dead and having the moral high ground any day.
Huh. Point taken. Carry on, then.
Okay, we're getting close to the first area I want to show you. We think 4 of the 9 people went missing pretty close to the rock ledge up ahead, including the one last week.
How do you know?
Based on their social media posts and cell phone pings, mostly. It's also pretty close to where the reports of screams were heard.
Okay, makes sense. So what's your opinion on the caves being a factor in the disappearances? The sheriff seems pretty adamant that they're irrelevant. But I find that hard to believe, given the pattern and proximity.
I wouldn't completely rule them out as a factor, but I haven't come across signs on patrol in the area that suggest they would be.
I just feel like it's too much of a coincidence that they're so close. I'd like to take a look if we have time.
Sure, we can swing around that way before heading back. The main entrance is only 20 to 30 minutes east of here.
That would be great. If there's nothing there, I can at least cross it off my list. Has anyone actually gone up and checked out the ledge?
Not that I know of. I can't picture any of the local deputies climbing up there. That would require effort.
Is there a path? I'd like to start there, if possible. If nothing else, it'll give me a full view of the area's layout.
There's a rough animal trail on the other side of this hill that sneaks around. Just be careful. The rock here can be crumbly and can slip more than you'd think. What are we looking for, exactly?
Anything that looks out of place, or any kind of abnormal disturbance outside of regular animal patterns. Even trash or debris someone could have left up here might be helpful. Nikki! Everything okay? What is it? What are you looking at?
There, on that tree. On all the trees. And the rocks on the cliff there, too. We need to get out of here, now.
Why? What is it? I just see claw marks.
Fresh claw marks from something way bigger than should be in the area.
Well, you said there were bears and bobcats and all kinds of things out here.
Yes, things. Here, take the knife, now. No time to explain. Let's go. It's too late. It's cut the return trail off. We need to find cover and hide before it gets a visual lock on us.
What does that mean?
I'll explain everything if we live through this, but right now, you'll just have to trust me.
This has been The Veins Below. Thank you for starting this journey with us, and we hope you'll come back to find out what happens next. Will Nikki and Evan escape the monster? Why is Cole so weird about that cave? And what the hell is Whitewell Industries? Episode 2 is already available, and we will be back with new episodes every 2 weeks. If you want updates in the meantime, please follow us on all of the regular social media sites at The Veins Below. Follow us on Patreon to stay updated about our future membership subscriptions and perks at patreon.com/TheVeinsBelow. The Veins Below is created and directed by Eliza Dalrymple. This episode was written and edited by Eliza Dalrymple and Lee Bree. Production and vocal edits are by Ali A. Sound design and editing is by Aurelium G. Our amazing voice cast was Ray Lundberg as Dr. and young Evan Harbinger, N.J. Unwin as Sheriff Cole Mason and Dad Harbinger, Maddie Gerard, hey, that's me, as Ranger Nikki Breslin and Chloe Harbinger, Aurelium G. as the creepy innkeeper, with additional voices by Ali A. as the Whitewell spokesperson, and Ray Lundberg and Nothing as the Whitewell testimonials. The theme is used with permission and edited from The Return of September by Harbor Skyline. For additional sound and other credits, transcripts, social links, and contact info, visit our website at theveinsbelow.com. See you soon.